Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, Malcolm. Hi, good morning. Uh-oh.
Did we lose? You know, it is an absolute tragedy that I have to wake up.
Oh, dear.
Did you get me?
He's on a secret mission again where we can't see him, but we can sort of hear him. Go ahead.
No, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I said it's an absolute tragedy that we have to wake up and hear that father's story about, you know, his kid being in a school with a gunman going around pretending to be the police, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to lure kids out so that he can kill them, a 15-year-old. And, you know, having to have his kid calm him down.
Yeah.
That is just absolutely terrifying that we have to wake up to that.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that we've normalized and desensitized our kids, right? Do they have to be this way? It's like, okay, Dad, calm down. It's okay. It's just, they go through these drills all the time. I mean, we traumatize them even with drills. And this is, you know, they've seen all the TikTok videos of the last 25 schools that went through this, right?
Yeah, of course. And then they see the what I call the Rittenhouse effect.
Yeah.
Which is that this young kid can take a weapon to a circumstance where he initiates the threat of violence by carrying a firearm, then gets into a conflict and then calls self-defense. It's the image in the heads of these young kids that think that they want to be in this, right? And the exciting world is the one that we portray in television and movies all the time, which is going out and shooting people and things with guns. The NRA has completely masticated this circumstance by first changing the entire fabric of what the NRA was, which was a target shooting and sports organization, into believing that guns are critical to every moment of your life and that it's a right, just like breathing is a right. Right?
Yeah.
So this is where we are. I'm a big gun owner. You guys know that. Yeah. I collect firearms. I'm a long distance competitive shooter. I have been my entire career. But they never, ever come out of the safe. These people, I'm not joking, and I know them. They literally will sleep with guns next to them. They will caress them and use them as fetishistic objects.
They're precious.
Impossible places.
Yeah, they're the precious.
It is.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
And the kids watch this. If it turns out the father bought the gun, again, the other part of the Rittenhouse effect, right? The shooter in Newtown, mother bought the rifle for him, and he murdered her first.
Yeah.
It's out of control.
Yeah. Yeah. So speaking of other armed terrorists in January 6th, somebody wrote a happy clappy piece, which you know I love. Tuesday was the best day for American democracy in months. The committee achieved visible progress on multiple fronts. It secured critical cooperation from one of Trump's former top aides, that's Meadows. There was movement in a court case that could speed along the delivery of critical documents from the National Archives. I think the judges basically scoffed at Trump's claims of, I think they said, "You're not the president, bitch." I think that's what they said, basically. The cherry on top was the news that one of the highest profile attorneys who pushed the lawsuit, Sidney Powell, aimed at overturning the election, is under grand jury investigation. Taken together, it means the legal and political community might actually do something about former President Trump's efforts to steal the last election. What do you think this morning, Malcolm?
You know, it's nice to be optimistic. It's good that we hear that some of the key players are finally cooperating. I'm not sure I believe that Mark Meadows is actually cooperating.
Yeah, until we get the Trump statement, I don't know that he's cooperating. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. No. Well, you know, someone, I can't recall, I thought it was Rude Pundit, but someone wrote that his quote unquote cooperation really appears to be, you know, Trump isn't opposing him, isn't attacking him, isn't saying anything about him.
Right.
And that shows that a level of coordination with Trump himself. Trump understands he's going to just sit down. He's going to say, I plead the fifth, or he's going to make a viable, argument that he was operating, you know, under the controls of the president and that he can't comment on that. But he'll do it in front of the committee.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm a little disappointed with this committee is that right now they don't have any plans for public hearings whatsoever. They need to, you know, I know they need to run the clock out, but is a clock with much bigger stakes. It isn't just getting this report out. November 22, and here I go.
Yep.
I'm going to do this every week till November 22.
Yep.
This is the election that will decide whether American democracy exists. I'm not joking. They will. We cannot afford to lose the House of Representatives. We cannot. Which means everybody needs to join their little indivisible group or whatever group and start mobilizing people today, right? To understand that this could quite possibly be the end. Because if the Republicans take that House, they're going to impeach Biden and Harris every day. They will weaken us. They'll destroy the economy. They'll do whatever they need to do to set Trump up for a second election. And right now we're seeing polls because they have the energy.
Yeah.
They feel like they're getting... they have the chance to get everything they want again. So they're willing to tear down American democracy, lie, cheat, steal, and obfuscate. And what do? We complain when we don't get our one little thing that we're a single issue voter for.
Yeah.
Today, we're hearing Roe versus Wade may end today.
Yeah.
Well, how's that going to work, right? If they control the House of Representatives, you'll never see it again, ever.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
So Liz Cheney said we will make a determination as we go about the extent of Mark Meadows' compliance. So in terms of, let's see, so the three-judge panel, U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals expressed skepticism about the role of the courts even in settling a dispute in which a former president and a sitting president are at loggerheads over the release of White House records. One judge, Millett, noted that the past Supreme Court decisions give more deference to determinations of the sitting president. She said, we have one president at a time under the Constitution. So, you know, according to our legal lads and ladies, his case is kind of, I mean, it's always what he does, Malcolm, is just try to delay. His case is weak. The House counsel said it would be astonishing for this court to override the current president and Congress. These are key documents Congress should have, and they should have them right now. He assured Millett the administration is not just willy-nilly disclosing privileged information. The circumstances in this case are extraordinary, involving an attack on our Capitol. That is unprecedented,
yeah.
Isn't it? You know, I know we use that word too much, but right?
Of course, it's unprecedented. But how many times have we heard the Supreme Court will maintain the norms and standards, right? You know, and other courts. We've seen that this is being challenged now. Again, we're having a you know, when was Roe versus Wade done? 1973. Well, that could end today. And when that precedence is overturned, we know this is an activist court that works specifically for individuals. We don't know what they'll do. And the problem is the fact that we don't know what they will do on this, even though it is very clear that Donald Trump is not the president, that Joe Biden determines what is executive privilege now. Believe me, these people are more than willing, certainly a lot of judges who were appointed by Trump, to challenge this. And because the Republican Party is challenging the normalcy of America.
Right.
Like Thomas Rick said, if there's a certain class of white Republican voters who have decided if they can't get what their version of America, they don't want America at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not just Roe v. Wade. I mean, the Trump's lawyer struggled after an appeals court judge asked him why the former president has more authority than the current president when it comes to decisions about executive privilege. One commentator said, wow, Trump lawyer Justin Clark just stepped in it with Judge Millett. He's telling her that a former president can sue to stop a current president from using a previous administration's records to conduct foreign policy and national security decision-making. Clark can't give Millett a situation in which he thinks a court could let a current president use those documents under her hypothetical. But you're absolutely right. He's just thinking, oh, this is my Supreme Court that I stacked. If I can delay and get it there. Right?
Yeah. And you notice we're talking about these decisions on November 6th, and I'm coming back to Roe versus Wade, because what we're looking at is an expansionist version of their America, which means you've got to destroy all the norms and consistencies of the past America to achieve their authoritarian dream wish. So, I think they really think they own the courts. And I see a lot of people like Steve Bannon, and Roger Stone, who think that this thing is engineered and that it's engineered for them.
Yeah.
And then again, every once in a while, we see a court case that proves that.
Yeah.
And they're taking big risks. But don't forget, they set this system up for the last 4 years to do just this.
And I was going to say, isn't it amazing? Not amazing to you, though, who's written several books about it, but that this all, everything becomes, again, Malcolm, one story. Right. You know, first of all, here is an illegitimate president installed by Russia, as you said, who also, funneled money through the NRA. I mean, and as you always have told us, like, Putin's aim is just chaos and division and the weakening of America. And we have one party that, basically works for Russia at this point. Right.
Well, interestingly enough, there have been a series of threats from Russia this week about carrying armed action out in Ukraine.
Yep.
And those threats are not for Russia, just for Russia. Let me rephrase that. It's targeted to the Republican Party also, right? They know they're going to come out and trash Joe Biden in foreign policy on this. Many of these statements, which are just real saber rattling, they don't really have they have the capacity, but they're not going to go into an armed conflict with the United States. But they know how damaging and dangerous it would be to get the U.S. news media and the right-wing media talking about the incompetence of Joe Biden, losing Ukraine, not standing up to Russia. Why are we even talking to Russia? These people, look, the entirety of the Russian national security apparatus studied everything the Soviet Union ever did, but they studied us, and they understand how fragile we are. And by being fragile, they can damage us when you have one party that essentially works as a chaos agent for KGB officers.
It's like you said before, Malcolm, you don't know which is which. Like, who's starting it online and who's amplifying it, Russia or the right wing here in America, whether it's anti-vax, anti-COVID mandate, pro-gun, racial division after the Rittenhouse and Ahmaud Arbery lynching. I mean, they're indistinguishable.
The correct answer is yes. Yeah, the correct answer is yes. All of the above.
Yeah.
Right? We are under a national threat. And this is what I have been trying to warn your audience for the last 5 years. No one thing. I'm not going to say that there's a unified field theory, but Donald Trump is the unified field.
Yeah.
He is the thing that is impacting everything. And he has people who have moneyed interest, oligarchs in Russia, Russian dictators. That book I wrote 4 years ago about an axis of autocracies, they want that.
Yeah.
And America Donald, is teetering on the absolute edge of giving it to him.
Yeah, Donald Trump is an agent of chaos who is bad for America, mm-hmm. which is why he is perfect for Russia and why you've got to buy Malcolm's new book, They Want to Kill Americans. It's about the ongoing Trump insurgency, and it is critical that you read it and that you do everything Malcolm says. All right. Shouty McShoutface, it's always a pleasure,
When
sir.
Will it go on sale? Do you know?
Starting in January.
Okay. Got
All right. There you cool. go.
January 3rd, right before
next
the
month.
Anniversary.
Next month.
That's
yes.
when we're back on the air live, January 3rd.
That's right.
Okay. Everybody at their what do you call it on a ship? Gun ports. Everybody what? At their...
Ready station.
Man your stations, yeah. January 3rd.
Oh, battle stations.
Right. Yeah,
Stephanie.
Whatever. Goodbye, sailor.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.